Certainly a noteworthy day in New York City as the mayoral race is taking shape, as Democrat Zohan Mamdani is running mainly against independent Andrew Cuomo. And joining us now in from New York to discuss exactly what's going on is Allison Keyes from CBS News. Allison, how are you?
Busy today.
I figured as much. What is the general feeling right now? Basically, people felt that Mamdani was going to win even with Andrew Cuomo mounting an independent run, but the polls have tightened in recent days. What does it feel like right now?
Well, voters I've been talking to actually are kind of leaning toward Mamdani, and I should note they are generally younger people. This whole race here is a generational and ideological divide, right? Zohran Mamdani is 34 years old. If he wins, he would give the city its first Muslim mayor. It would be the youngest leader in generations. And a lot of people say they like what he has to say about safety. He's promised free busing. He's promised to freeze rent for people living in about 1 million rent-regulated apartments. He's gotten national buzz and endorsements from progressives, including U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. But on the other hand, there are centrist Democrats who are very worried about that. They think that he is basically kind of a new radical Democrat who will cause problems. President Trump, in fact, endorsed Andrew Cuomo yesterday and basically said that he threatened to take over the city and arrest Mamdani and deport him, although he is a U.S. citizen. It's just a real New York race is all I can say.
Well, it's a New York race. I don't know if I've ever heard of Thresnet threatening to arrest someone because he won, but that's a different.
Right, there's
something different. It seems like Mamdani, I mean, I saw photos of him over the weekend. He was staying up overnight DJing at various clubs around New York City. Does this feel like it'll be a race they'll be dictated by, or at least somewhat determined by, younger voters?
I think it will, actually. He's on social media a lot, which he's gotten a lot of criticism for. And he's also been criticized for attacking the Israeli government's military actions in Gaza, and some Jews are calling him a danger, and he had done some past criticism of the city's police department. But the issue with Cuomo, who's 67, is, as you know, he was a former governor who resigned in 2021 after a report concluding that he had sexually harassed at least 11 women. He started out apologizing for that, saying that he had just fallen out of step, but recently he's been calling his accusers liars and blaming his downfall on political adversaries. Fliwa, who is a guardian angel, the people with the red hats that have been trying to help people fight crime, has a really narrow path to victory in this city. It's still a Democratic city, and he's got a tough-on-crime message, but I don't know that that's going to get him past being a Republican in New York City.
Has the past accusations that Andrew Cuomo faced hurt his female turnout?
I think it has hurt what some female voters are saying. We don't have turnout numbers yet, obviously, because the polls are still open. But a fair number of women who were part of the Me Too movement, the women who said, listen, I also was sexually harassed, this has happened to me, have had some trouble with this. And it's rather interesting to some commentators that he's gone from being apologetic to being like, yeah, this was basically not my fault. These people are lying. He suggested that some of them have doctor's appointments to prove that, you know, they had been harassed in some way. It was really quite something. And President Trump and other Republicans are painting a dire picture of a New York under Mamdani's potential leadership. So their argument is, whatever you do, do not vote for Mamdani. Return Cuomo to power, whatever that might mean for the city.
It's interesting regarding Mamdani's status within the Democratic Party if he wins and what happens to the Democratic Party as a whole, because President Obama yesterday mentioned that he was excited about Mamdani but would not give him a full endorsement here. So the future of the Democratic Party will be very interesting to see if Mamdani winds up winning, because do you sense there could be a bit of a battle about the ideology of it going forward?
I think there's already a battle about the ideology going forward, right? Because older Democrats and younger Democrats have very different views about how the nation should be going. Younger Democrats are kind of like, okay, please stop electing people who are 70 and elect people that are more our age, in our 20s and 30s, who care about us, who will be around to deal with our issues, which also includes safety, also an issue with older Democrats, but still, they want someone who represents them, who represents a more, my word isn't progressive, a Democratic Party that takes on all the immigrants that live in New York City, the people who say they've been underrepresented for years, and they're not sure that older Democrats are willing to do that.
Yeah, and Mondani has consistently polled ahead of the pack, though some recent polling shows that Andrew Cuomo has narrowed the gap. And, of course, the Cuomo name in New York City goes back decades to when his father was the governor and the mayor. So it's going to be a very interesting night here, just as it was fascinating watching the primary earlier this year. Allison, we always look forward to your – I'm sorry, go ahead, Allison, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I also need to say that New Yorkers, and I spent years in Brooklyn, do not take well to threats. So that should be an interesting component in this race as well.
And actually, it's not the first time they've faced a threat from Donald Trump. That also probably goes back decades as well.
Exactly.
So it will be an interesting night, to put it mildly. Allison Keyes will be following it very closely for CBS News, and we look forward to hearing her reports right here on WPTF. Allison, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.